Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're in Romans 1, 8 through 17 during this Christmas season, and we're reading in the easy to read version, which is one I hadn't heard of before. It's ERV, and this is what it says. First, I want to say that I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you. I thank him because people everywhere in the world are talking about your great faith. Every time I pray, I always remember you. God knows this is true. He is the one I serve with all my heart by telling people the good news about his son. I pray that I will be allowed to come to you. It will happen if God wants it. I want very much to see you and give you some spiritual gift to make your faith stronger. I mean that I want us to help each other with the faith that we have. Your faith will help me and my faith will help you. Brothers and sisters, I want you to know that I have planned many times to come to you, but something always happens to change my plans. I would like to see the same good result among you that I've had from my work among other non-Jewish people. I must serve all people, those who share Greek culture and those who are less civilized, the educated as well as the ignorant. That is why I want so much to tell the good news to you there in Rome. I'm proud of the good news because it is the power of God. It is the power God uses to save everyone who believes, to save the Jews first, and now to save those who are not Jews. The good news shows how God makes people right with himself. God's way of making people right begins and ends with faith. As the scriptures say, the one who is right with God by faith will live forever. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I love the Apostle Paul's heart here. He longs to see others, and Lord, I pray for those who are injured by the church today, who don't want to hang out with other Christians, who are so burned and hurt that to even think about doing that is out of the question. And so, Lord, I pray for healing for those who have been harmed by your body, by leaders, by people that occupy the pews. And I pray that you would renew their vision to find folks who are safe and be able to heal from some of those past wounds and past problems that they have walked through. Lord, we do need brothers and sisters. We need spiritual mothers and fathers and spiritual aunts and uncles, and that is your body of Christ. And so help us to find you in the midst of the flawed body of Christ. I have seen both sides of it, and it can be beautiful and it can be really, really hard. And so, Lord, I also pray that you would help us to view people as carriers of spiritual gifts. I know for me, I can become introspective and start thinking about me, 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 and my gift and this. And when I do that, I forget to look at other people and point out what I see in them. And so, Lord, help us to be noticers of people today, whether it be our children or those we minister to or our coworkers, and call out the gift that you have given them. It's so encouraging when someone calls out a gift in me. And so help us to be that same kind of encouragement for somebody else. Lord, help us to be servants of others, especially during this holiday season when things can be really hectic and stressful. Help us to have a mindset of serving and not to be served, to give and not to demand, and to find joy and revelry in what we have right now. Lord, help us to be content with whatever circumstances we're in and with whatever we have. Help us to practice gratitude every single day this month, to list the things that you have done that have been so amazing and so great. And of course, we can just rest in the fact that you are Emmanuel. You are God with us. You have not left us alone. You have come to earth and in the form of Jesus. And that's just so amazing. And we could just park there and start praising you for the rest of the month just about that particular thing. Lord, help us to be proud of the good news. It is your power. We're not ashamed of it. Forgive us when we have been. The good news is how you make us right with yourself and how you make people right with you. And that is powerful. We don't have to live in condemnation anymore. We do not have to be defined by our past. We get to be defined by your grace. And so with that, I'm so thankful. Help me to rest in that. Help us to rest in that. Lord, we do ask for faith, faith to believe you, faith to trust in you, faith to walk toward you when things are hard. We trust you for that right now, and we love you so much. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help the podcast, you can go to Pray Every Day, actually patreon.com/Pray Every Day, and that will enable you or empower you to help the podcast and pay for the editing done by our friend William. Also, if you'd like to share for the big bonus episode on February 1st, please go to marydemuth.com and record a message there of how this podcast has helped you. And then William will compile them all into this amazing episode of testimony. So please consider doing that. I know it's a busy time of year, but I would really appreciate it. Also, this podcast is brought to you by Outrageous Grace Every Day, which is the devotional about the book of Romans. And so if you need a new devotional or want to give one to a friend, this is a really great way to start. It's put out by Harvest House Publishers. Thanks so much and have a great day.